Mormon.org by Paul Vandenberg. The church now offers a new way to share the gospel using the internet. I was at my computer. Just 2 days earlier, I had been sitting in the hospital with my friend, his wife, and their young son, Paul. I remembered how Paul had grimaced with pain as he waited in his hospital bed for his emergency appendectomy. The operation had gone well, and now Paul was recovering. I wanted to let my friend know I was thinking of him and his family, so I decided to send an electronic greeting card from the church's new official website, www.mormon.org. From the welcome page, I clicked on the Send a Card icon and selected the category of Inspiration/Hope. I chose a picture of the Christus statue from the 6 or 7 images provided. Then I chose a quotation from John chapter 14, verse 27. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There were other scriptures to choose from and quotations from President Gordon B. Hinckley and other general authorities, even one from Abraham Lincoln. I added a personal message to my friend's greeting card. It was a quick and easy way to let him know I was concerned. A website for everyone. Sending such greeting cards is also a good way to introduce people, especially those who are not members of the church, to the church's new website. Once there, users can explore at their own pace and interest, without any pressure, a wealth of information about the church. The site is specifically designed to explain the basic principles of the gospel, to answer questions, and to clarify misunderstandings about the church. In the church's continuing efforts to utilize the vast power of the internet for good, this site adds a simple alternative to the other church sites. www.lds.org and www.familysearch.org. Each page of www.mormon.org has an easy-to-use design, but still contains sufficient information to give clear and basic explanations of the doctrines. The welcome page introduces guests to the site's 6 major content categories: the church, families, the nature of God, the purpose of life, answers to frequently asked questions, and ask a question of your own. Elder Dennis E. Simmons of the 70, Assistant Executive Director of the Missionary Department, explains, "We've tried to do everything we can to make this site as simple, as understandable, and as attractive as it can be." Website successes. Numerous comments from site visitors suggest that the site has been effective. "I just wanted to say how great this site is," one writes. "What a perfect opportunity for investigators and new members to find out more. I have been a member for 14 months, and this site helps me share the gospel and learn more myself." "I am not a Mormon," writes another site visitor, "but I recently learned I descended from many, many generations of Mormons. I am fascinated by the history of the LDS Church, and your website has answered many of my questions. Your website has certainly helped to broaden my perspective." Members can share any of the 300-plus pages of the site with friends and family via email. This site makes it easy for members to provide answers to gospel questions through the internet, says Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Missionaries can also benefit from the site by referring their investigators to it as an additional teaching resource. "The site has been a wonderful blessing to those who are not members of our faith," adds Elder Simmons. One reason the site appeals to people of other faiths is that a great deal of feedback from scientifically selected focus groups went into its design and refinement. Furthermore, responses and questions received at the site have been used to further improve its effectiveness in explaining the basic teachings and doctrines of the church. Website usage. Since the site's announcement in October 2001, more than 2 million people from all over the world have visited it. They have sent nearly 150,000 electronic greeting cards, requested almost 8,000 copies of the Book of Mormon. Elder Simmons points out that visitors spend on average more than a minute viewing each page, You don't see many sites that keep people on a page for over a minute. That's really substantial. In addition to finding information and requesting literature, almost 360,000 visitors have used the Meeting House locator page. They simply enter their home address or postal code to find the nearest meeting house and worship times. A detailed map, complete with travel directions, can also be printed. This new website has the potential to inform many people about the church. Because the Internet is able to reach people's homes directly, it is proving to be a potent way to teach gospel principles in a less threatening manner. Says Elder Oaks, "We believe that using the Internet will open a whole new world of opportunity to share the gospel for members and missionaries." Member participation. The ultimate goal is to put interested site guests in contact with local members. In this way, they can discuss what they have learned with someone in their own community. Elder Oaks points out that the website needs member participation to be truly effective. No electronic site will replace the testimony or personal interest of a member who can offer friendship and support. During the first 6 months of operation, almost 2,100 people requested member or missionary visits through the website. One such visitor recently wrote, "Just a few weeks ago, I became closer to a friend who is Mormon. He started to tell me about the church and its beliefs, and I became interested in learning more. He gave me a Book of Mormon, and I started to read it. When something didn't make sense, he cleared it up for me, and when I couldn't talk to him about something, I turned to this website. I have learned a lot in this last week from the site and from my dear friend. Now I'm going to meet with the missionaries. Thank you so much for having this website." Whether you are sending a card, clearing up a question, finding where to worship, or inviting a friend to learn more, www.mormon.org can help. With its warm and accessible approach, it's like a friendly, unintimidating knock on the door. It is another way we can help our neighbors find the joy and happiness the restored gospel of Jesus Christ has brought into our lives. Illustrations within this article give step-by-step instructions for sending a greeting card. Step 1. Bring up the Send a Card page by clicking on the greeting card icon located near the top right corner of the home page. Then select which type of card you'd like to send. Step 2. Select a picture and quotation for your card, or type in your own quotation. Step 3. Type in the name and email address of yourself and the person to whom you are sending the card. You may also add your own personal message. Step 4. Add any extras to the card, including links to web pages on www.mormon.org, inspirational audio clips from church leaders, or video clips from church videos. Preview your card by clicking on the preview icon near the top right corner of the page. Step 5. In a few moments, you will receive an email message asking you to confirm that you want to send the card. Your email card will then be sent. Gospel topics, missionary work, Internet. Note, Paul Vandenberg is a member of the East Mill Creek 4th Ward, Salt Lake East Mill Creek Stake. End of note. End of Mormon.org by Paul Vandenberg.